This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
Big O, if McDaniel has all the offensive plays called in advance and will not change, adapt during the game, even if the defense adapts to his play calling, is he stubborn as hell? Well, he doesn't have all. That's usually only the first set of plays that you map out. But after that, you got to go with what's going on in the game. He's not very good. McDaniel sucks at adjusting. He doesn't adjust at halftime. Doesn't adjust enough. He hurts his own team, dude. He hurts his quarterback. He hurts his wide receiver. Overworks his receiver. Forces his quarterback to throw the one receiver all the time. It's not good. He gives up on the run when it's working. McDaniel has a shit ton to work on as a play caller, as a head coach. He's a very mediocre game day coach. He's one of the worst I've seen. And we've seen some pretty bad ones here. He's the best offensive mind we've had here in forever, since maybe North Turner. But he's not organized. It's there. The potential is just freaking, it's all there, dude. It's just, it's spewing all over potential. McDaniel can be a hell of a coach. He's got the mind for it. He doesn't have the discipline. He doesn't have the understanding. He certainly sucks with his timing. Holy shit, he sucks with his timing. So, yeah, he's got to get better on game day. That's when his team will take that next step. Yeah. The coach is holding back the team more than the players. Way more than the players. Injuries and the coach. Get some luck with injuries, and maybe if McDaniel can figure it out, you can have a pretty damn good team.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
And then he talked about gathering still info on Tyreek's issues and that he has discussed it with him. There wasn't any real elaboration. You can't expect them to elaborate at all on this at this point in time when there's all kinds of things in play. So, whatever. McDaniel to call plays. He said he, at one point, he thought long and hard.
Motion.
McDaniel is going to call plays. He's as stubborn as it gets. He's proven that already for 2 years in a row. Okay. Does he desperately need a game strategist? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. He needs a game strategist. Yes, he needs one badly. But when it comes to calling plays, he can do it. He's just got to get better at it. And he's got to get better at managing the game because that's what's really setting his team back. Besides the injuries, it's Mike McDaniel and the way he handles a game day. Okay. So anybody that expected any kind of change, you're ridiculous. Okay. Even though maybe he does need help, he was never going to do it. You should have learned by now that Mike McDaniel is as stubborn as it gets.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Top Gun Indoor Range, where the ladies can find self-defense classes and basic pistol concealed weapons courses available in both English and Spanish classes. Easy to get to just off the turnpike. Go to TopGunIndoorRange.com.
SoCal says OBJ won't be a Dolphin unless it's low-hanging fruit. Yeah, no, it's what we told you guys. It's going to be a small salary deal, $4.5 million, something like that. And then it's going to be full of incentives, you know, and that's what he's going to get. They're not, I had to explain this throughout the whole Dalvin Cook and the whole Jonathan Taylor thing. Oh, they're going to trade for John. No, bro, they're not going to give Jonathan Taylor picks and money. Yeah. Oh, is Indy going to take you know, big salary back? Are you going to take Ogba? Are you going to take, you know, Cedric? Are you going to take, are you going to take a bunch of salary back? Oh yeah, then we'll do that. Yeah, yeah, we'll do that. We'll give him the salary. We'll give you your draft pick. We'll give you a second, maybe a third, and we'll give him a decent salary because he's a hell of a player. But here, you got to take this big player, whatever it is. I don't give a shit. Doesn't matter who it was. Here, you got to take Xavier Howard. You got to take Christian Wilkins. You got to take Emmanuel Ogba and Cedric Wilson. That's how the game was going to be played. It's just the media didn't have all the info. Most folks didn't have the info. But you had to take back a big-ass salary. Go listen to the audio and the video. Go listen to it. It's all there. And this is the same shit. They want them, but they want them at their price. And, you know, SoCal listens to the show. It's a low-hanging fruit. They're not going to give out a big-ass salary. That's why I'm not a OBJ fan at all. Why the hell would I come out of left field telling you, hey, you know what's a good option? OBJ. Just, you know, if you follow me, you know I'm not that guy. And so if it comes out of my mouth, you got to be like going, what's going on here, bro? What's he up to? You know, and you got to figure out sometimes.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
And they made an offer for Odell. Well, yeah, of course. That's where the conversation came from. What do you think? They met and said, hi, we're the Dolphins. Hi, I'm Odell. I dye my hair blonde. Great. Nice to meet you. Have a fantastic life. No. Of course they sat down. They talked numbers. They gave him the ballpark figure. Here's what we are offering. This is where we're at. Where are you guys at? Okay, we'll think about it. Boom, boom, boom. And it's over. That's how it always goes. Not sure if you have, I'm not sure if, you know, maybe we're breaking news to some people out there. But yeah, of course there's an offer out there. And it's a low-hanging fruit offer now, you know, based on incentives. They're not going crazy for him. So those are kind of the main talking points for Mike McDaniel today at the NFL owners' meetings. All right? But let's stay realistic. Okay? Let's just stay realistic to what's really going on.
This podcast replay is brought to you by BaptistHealth.net/ortho. Do you have an injury that's keeping you from doing what you love? Take charge of your health and get back in the game with the help of the all-pro staff at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho for more information.
Dolphins-wise. I'm humored by bullshit. You know, kind of like what happened with Shang Tusheng falling for the whole X thing and praising Flo because he needs a job and all that. You know, if I could measure the amount of bullshit I hear from agents. We could have bigger mountains of crap here in Florida than we have right now, actually. Okay, our mountains would be that much bigger. And again, look, it all sounds good if you want to fall for the banana in the tailpipe and all that bullshit. Drew Rosenhaus selling this bullshit that all his players, the four or five players that signed here, they all took less to come here. If you believe that, well, then, you know, I can see why you would fall for a lot of other things that go on in this world. You know what I'm saying? Right. So players are going to be taking less all the time and he's going to take less commission. Really? I can see a player doing that. All of your guys. Really? So there was a line for Jordan Poyer and there was a line for Shaquille Barrett. Really? Really, there were so many teams to choose from. So many teams on one-year deals. So many teams on one-year deals with no tax dates. Some of the shit that is spewed out there, I get it. It's good PR for him. It ingratiates himself to some of you fans out there because you think somehow he's in your corner or some shit like that. And then it also, it's a PR move on him because it makes you want to like the player even more. Oh, no, he came here. He took less to come to us. No, it's not that maybe the other option was, I don't know, Carolina. I don't know. What was the other option? What did you have, Jordan Poyer? Miami or Jacksonville? Miami or what? The Patriots? You know, there's a song from the, it's, yes, that's called us. Yes. The band is called the, and it's, okay. I know it's the Mind Bomb album. Greedy Hands of Politics. The Beaten Generation. That's it. The Beaten Generation. The Beaten Generation. And let me get the lyrics, because I kind of know the lyrics a little bit. This is the part of the line of the, here it goes. The Beaten Generation, reared on a diet of prejudice and misinformation. The Beaten Generation, the Beaten Generation, open your eyes, open your imagination. It's a great song, by the way. Mind Bomb is just a great album, period, from the. But we are the Beaten Generation because we are reared on a diet of prejudice and misinformation. I mean, it's a line. This is a song that was written in the 90s, and it just goes, or maybe late 80s. I'm not sure. Maybe 89, 90, 91. I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, so it just goes with everything that goes on nowadays, you know? And this is just more of the misinformation that they just want to throw out there. Kind of like what I've done with you with our dollar and Bitcoin and all that misinformation, you know? Same thing. Same thing. And here's Drew Rosenhaus feeding you a whole bunch of shit, dude. Oh, man. Too funny. I just laughing that, you know. I'm glad to have the players here. Just don't feed me the bullshit. I'm glad Jordan Poyer is here. I'm not gonna like him anymore thinking that he took less. Bullshit. He wanted to play here, dude. He wanted to be here in Miami. He's been wanting to play here. He has a house here. Took less. Took less from what? The Patriots were offering $500,000 more? Yeah, you're gonna go there? Come on, dude. You know, it's it's pretty much hope the Marlins to overachieve and expect the Dodgers, Yankees, Astros to be talked about nonstop. Yeah, exactly. Good morning, Big O. Captain Saki is checking in from Tarpon Springs. GP Trap says, thank the Lord. Yes, sir. Vinny Viola, Doug Sifu, man. Studs. Ocala Joe says, damn, Big O, you stirred up some bad memories of the 90s where Bruce Smith and Thomas were killing us. Yeah, those teams were brutal, dude. Those were some really awesome teams. I was just in Jacksonville over the weekend. Nice city, and And no offense, but I'd much rather live in MIA. Well, you know, nothing wrong with Jacksonville, but you can't compare West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. Jacksonville can't be compared to those cities, man. It's not even close. I'd rather live in Port St. Lucie in Martin County. Love that area. But yeah, no, Jacksonville's a smaller, you know, while it's wide, there's a lot of land. Actually, Jacksonville is actually a big city in the sense of its landscape. But yeah, resources, nightlife, all that kind of stuff, bro, you can't compare nothing to South Florida. Tampa can't be compared to it, and Tampa's better than Jacksonville. You know, Orlando's better than Jacksonville, and neither one can be compared to South Florida. You know, yeah, it's South Florida's at another level, man. It's an international city.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Walton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Walton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Walton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Walton Rayom can help. 954-966-4646.
Mike McDaniel met with the media today at the NFL owners meetings. Let's go through a couple of silly ass subjects that make, you know, I get it. It's something for people to write about. It's something for you guys to talk about and all that. And I know that Dolphin Twitter can get kind of silly. Like this weekend, you guys apparently don't get laid and really don't see a lot of breastises in your lives. But anyway, first of all, he talked about he expects Tua to be there for the OTAs and that the contract and all that to get worked out. For anybody to insinuate that there's going to be any kind of a holdout or that Tua is going to be, you know, holding out for money or not showing up or not practicing or, you know, I get it. You got to write something or you got to talk about something on a radio station or on a podcast, or you got to write something in an article because you got to fill space. It's the dead of the off season. Okay. There's really nothing going on. So all these stories, most of them are a bunch of bullshit. Okay. But you know, since the subject was broached on the press conference, I'm sure now they're going to start writing about it and it'll get some of you all to talk about it. But you know, what we do here is we douse it with like cold water and just kill it all off. Yeah, what? No, the Jonathan, no, that's inaccurate. Dalvin Cook. Yeah, no, that's inaccurate. No. OBJ. No, that's all inaccurate. Well, we keep you accurate on this stuff. Flo. No, that's all inaccurate. We'll keep you accurate on all this stuff. Okay. While others don't. There'll be no holdouts. There'll be no play on fifth year option. There'll be a contract extension. And yes, it'll be in the $50 million range somewhere, 50, 55, whatever. It'll be the big time money. That's what they're going to give him. Whether you like it or not, that's what's going to end up happening. They're going to move forward. Okay? So drop it all. Forget it. Move on. Don't lose any more sleep. It's over. Okay? So if you don't believe in the guy, which is usually where it comes from, writers or fans, okay, because the writers that deep down inside never really believed in him are still the same writers, and they're still going to go back to try to save themselves, just like a lot of you, okay? So you can stop all of that. There'll be no holdout. There'll be no nothing. There'll be a contract. They'll work it out. They'll get it done. They'll move on. They're going to build around the guy, and he's not the problem anyways. So, sorry, certain media members and certain fans out there, you're wrong.
This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated, 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
Brandon says the issue most fans have is performance against good teams and late in games when playing from behind. You mean like last year when they were down by 21 against Baltimore? Or maybe it's because the whole team sucked. Because, you know, you conveniently forget Detroit and Baltimore last year, that he brought them back. Right? But you only remember this year because you're not a Tua guy. So it can't be that the whole team sucked. It can't be that against Kansas City, Tyreek lost the game all by himself. Not the playoff game. The first one. Right? It can't be that. Of course not. No, Tyreek did. I mean, Tua didn't make the perfect throw to Tyreek at that moment. Not at all. He didn't put it right in his hands in a deep ball. But that's all right, Brandon. It's all right. Maybe you're just as senile as the Brandon we have in office. Maybe that's probably what it is. You know, you have your convenient point of view and how you want to look at it. You know, didn't he come back against Baltimore 2 years ago also? Not only last year with McDaniel. Didn't he come back against Baltimore the year before when they bench Jabroni Brissett? But that's all right, Brandon. You have Biden's memory. I got you, my brother. Selective. It's all good. You know, when the team wants to show up. But Brandon, you're one of those idiots that think that the quarterback completely carries a team. You know, if that was the case, we would have won several titles with Marino. But guess what? We didn't win jack shit with Marino. Why? Because Marino never had enough help. But hey, Brandon, you go ahead and you be you, bro. You be you, man. You be you. So, you know, it's, let's see, where's the consistency? Yeah, find the team. You know what? They don't win on the road. They don't win in winter. They don't win late. They haven't been doing that for 40 years, Brandon. I'm sorry, Biden or Brandon? Is Biden or Brandon? Which one is it? I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. She's rubbing off on me. Jesus, this guy's rubbing off on me.